Some people plant flowers each spring to spruce up the place they live or work. Now imagine you have 300,000 flowers to plant. That's the case here, and it takes the entire town to pull it off. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In 1847, a group of about 800 Dutch immigrants founded and settled the town and surrounding area of Pella, Iowa. They came seeking religious and economic freedom. Although those original settlers came here long ago, their heritage remains an important part of this town.
Back in the 1930s, a group of people started our Tulip Time Festival, which is a huge part of Pella's culture and heritage. Every weekend in May, we have a festival devoted to tulips and Dutch culture and heritage. Probably 300,000 tulips are blooming in Pella.
Jesse Galligan at the Pella, Iowa Historical Museums says it takes quite a workforce of volunteers and city employees to plant all of those tulips each fall ahead of the springtime festivities in May.
People dress up in Dutch costume, wear wooden shoes. We have two parades a day, Dutch music, Dutch food, and that's one huge way that we like to celebrate our heritage.
And while May is the time for the largest celebration of the year, you'll find a full schedule of ways people celebrate their heritage here all year long.
Of course, throughout the year, there's lots of different celebrations having to do with Dutch heritage. For example, Sinterklaas Day in December, we celebrate the Dutch Santa Claus coming to Pella.
The Historical Museum does a great job of capturing many parts of the past and present of this place.
We have about 18 to 20 buildings, depending on what's open, what time of year, for people to come visit. Wooden shoe factory and blacksmith shop and a Sternberg library, which has a whole history timeline in it. A room full of beautiful Dutch Delft pottery. And then, of course, the windmill is probably our biggest draw, the biggest thing people see when they come to Pella.
And that huge Dutch windmill does get a lot of attention as it creates the skyline of the town. Its story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Pella, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.